Hey, good morning. It's 9:19. Still a little bit of light snow showing up on radar, but it's going away quick. We are at 31 degrees. Wednesday talk round continues. As we do every Wednesday, checking in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. And this morning on the phone with us, Sean Roberts. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, today we're going to be talking about the difference between a tennis elbow and golf elbow. Tell us about this.
Right. Not kind of, you know, normally we get this kind of complaint because people are out on doing spring sports such as golfing, playing tennis, baseball. Not quite what we think of today when we look outside, but
right.
Definitely a difference with your tennis elbow. You're going to be thinking, you know, outside of your arm, the pain is more on the outside of the elbow, where with the golfer's elbow, it's more on the inside of the elbow. It's also kind of like, think about backhand. If you're bringing your hand back, you're moving the back part of your hand or lifting your wrist towards the backside, that's what's going to be producing pain with your tennis elbow. And so we've got to calm down, you know, the swelling at either area, then we've got to strengthen the opposite side. And so with your golfer's elbow, when it's coming through, you'll have a lot of, even our coaches, if they're out there and they're doing short little bats to, you know, their athletes, you know, tossing at the ball up and just kind of hitting it. And that forward motion with the golfer's elbow is going to give that. So if your wrist is coming forward or if you're gripping something, that's going to give you pain at that inside of the elbow. So two distinct areas that give you pain, but still something that's treatable and very important to treat it when it kind of flares up, just because you don't want that to become a chronic problem. It can wear away the tendons and kind of make them much weaker.
Now, Sean, when, you know, we're talking about this, obviously it's because golfers and people playing tennis are you know, they're using this joint so much. Do you see a lot of these cases coming through at OSPTI?
You know, the thing is, again, that's what it's called because of the movement, but we'll see it, you know, let's say with the tennis elbow, you know, a lot of times too, you're going to see some of these things with your plumbers, electricians, typists, you know, so if they're lifting their hand up a lot. So it's a repetitive movement with the tennis elbow, of anything where you're kind of lifting it backwards, maybe you're pulling. And then that golfer's elbow, it's thinking of the golfing swing coming forward or, you know, batting. So anything where you're pushing more inward and forward, that wrist and that hand is going forward. So even though that's kind of the, let's say, the slang word for those injuries or those problems, we see them because of just a repetitious work with any of our occupational people as well.
So, Sean, when, you know, you're seeing this in people in different occupations and such, could this possibly lead, I mean, if left untreated, could this possibly lead to cases of arthritis as people age?
You know, arthritis is kind of more of a, there's definitely a genetic basis whether a person's going to have some chronicity to arthritis, but anytime you have an inflammation in an area, that can eat away. So think of it as an acid in a way, and it can eat away at some of that bone. And your trauma, your tendon is pulling on that bone repetitively, so it certainly could. The other thing, what it does, though, is when you think about it, when we think of it as a new injury or an acute injury, it's a tendonitis. So it's a swelling in that area. It's an overuse. Well, maybe you get it every spring. Well, pretty soon now it's not a tendonitis, it's chronic. It just kind of calms down but never goes away, and it comes back. We have our farmers that will do this too. They'll have these seasonal elbow wrist pains. And so, you know, catching that and stopping that, because otherwise it wears down the sheath and then it becomes a tenosynovitis or a tendinosis when that tendon actually wears away, and it can really thin. And there, you know, but then now you're looking kind of like a rotator cuff when it becomes strained or weakened or can tear. That can happen at the elbows too with those muscles.
Talking tennis and golf elbow today with Sean Roberts from OSPTI. Sean, if people want some more information on this, they need to know more, what is your number at OSPTI?
Right. At the Breckenridge site here, it's 641-7725. We do have our Fergus Falls and our Hankinson sites too, but you can look us up on our website to get all the information and all the other things that we treat at ospti.net.
All right, Sean, always a pleasure talking with you. Have a great rest of the week, a great weekend, and we will talk next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds Sounds terrific. You too.
All right. That is Sean Roberts, OSPTI in Breckenridge. And we talk with our good friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.